You've heard our open themes with listeners talking about their vocations.
Missouri dairy farmers, love issues, etc.
And what they're doing while listening to Issues Etc.
This is Mark from Michigan, and I am a lawnmower listener. We love Issues Etc.
We're looking for more of these elements to include in our open themes. Tell us about your vocation, hobby, or what you do while listening to Issues Etc. Call the Issues Etc. comment line 24/7 at 618-223-8382. If you make a mistake, just start over. 618-223-8382. Thanks for listening, and thanks for contributing to Issues Etc. 618-223-8382.
A secular person has just as good a claim to understanding the truth as a person who is religious, correct?
Well, I'm not sure.
After the Trump election, for the left, you can expect any tweaking of the current sexual revolution legal regime to be viewed as apocalyptic.
The body parts are only valuable for Planned Parenthood and their business partners to sell precisely because they're human just like us.
That's what you should be praying for the blood of the Christ to cover you and your children.
Hi, this is Dan up in Washington State. I'm a Lutheran luthier, which means I make guitars, and I love to listen to Issues, etc.
It is a very important position. It always has been. U.S. Attorney General. What do they do? Of course, Jeff Sessions, Senator Jeff Sessions, faces confirmation hearings that are underway. There are charges of racism. There's a lot of suspicion being raised about his religiosity, about whether or not these things should stand in the way of the chief law enforcement officer of the United States being confirmed to that position. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. Live this Friday afternoon, January the 13th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to be talking about the confirmation hearings of Donald Trump's nominee for Attorney General, Senator Jeff Sessions. Ed Meese, the 75th Attorney General of the United States, will be our guest here in the first few minutes of the program. We're going to spend a little time talking about Lutheranism in the former Soviet Union with Bishop Litkin of the Siberian Evangelical Lutheran Church. After that, Chris Rosebro joins us as usual on Fridays. It's This Week in Pop American Christianity Today, a divine revelation prophecy allegedly given to not Joel Osteen, but Joel Osteen's sister. Chris Rosebro, Fighting for the Faith, will be our guest. Then, since it's Friday, we're going to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have four soundbites to play for you. We will play them 1, 2, 3, 4. And then after you've heard them in the last half hour of the program, you will vote for them. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email right here in the studio. We'll get it in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org. You can also vote via Twitter at issuesetc, or we have left space at our Facebook fan page for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday, January the 13th. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. We will be giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Joining us to talk about the confirmation hearings for Donald Trump's nominee for Attorney General, Senator Jeff Sessions, Ed Meese. He's a regular guest, 75th Attorney General of the United States, and Ronald Reagan Distinguished Fellow Emeritus at the Heritage Foundation. Ed, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you. Good to be with you and your listeners.
What do you remember most about your confirmation hearings for a U.S. Attorney General?
Well, it was quite an ordeal, as Jeff Sessions has been this week. But finally, after 2 days, I think it was two and a half days, it was over. And once you gotten through it, you were very happy to have had this experience behind you.
Did you have a sense that when you were being questioned by senators and things like that, did you have a sense that they were simply trying to do their due diligence when it came to this very, very important appointment that we need to have someone of the highest qualifications?
Well, I think many of them were. I would say probably most of them were. There were some very partisan senators, and there were also some very partisan witnesses who had a very different agenda than what Ronald Reagan had as president, nor for that matter what my predecessor as Attorney General during the first term or I had in terms of following the Constitution, following the law, being supervising effective law enforcement, those kinds of things. There were people who had a very left-wing agenda, and they were, of course, on the other side.
What were they concerned about? What were the most contentious moments there during your hearings?
Oh, I think there were, as I remember, and this is a long time ago, 30-some-odd years ago, but I think they were trying to bring up all kinds of ideas that I would somehow not be kind to criminals or not be kind to some parts of the community. I don't remember whether they were or they tried to use the racism card as they have with Jeff Sessions. I know that wasn't a major part of it, but I think the idea was that I would be too strong a law enforcement person. I think that was one of the things they tried to claim.
What are your thoughts on Senator Jeff Sessions' hearings so far?
Well, I was there on Tuesday, and I was very impressed with the way in which he handled the questions, particularly negative questions, or rather the questions from people who obviously were trying to throw him off stride or were opposed to him. There were a couple of senators there that I thought went out of their way to be obnoxious to him with what they had to say. He handled it all with great calmness, with great aplomb. He handled it in a very charitable way, even with those people who obviously were opposed to him. And then later on, I followed them for the rest of the 2 days, and some of the most vicious attackers, he handled them again, who had testified against him. He handled them in characterizing them as just being unfortunately wrong.
How much of that, either in your hearings or the other hearings that you've witnessed, including Jeff Sessions, is a genuine attempt to try and block an appointment, and how much of it is just political posturing because it's on television?
Well, I think it's really a combination of both, as you say, and I think perhaps it's in this case, I think it has been more an attempt to try, in the Sessions case, to try to block them. Because there is a very virulent group of people who are opposed to this president, and so they're going out of their way to do everything they can to attack his nominees.
How do you think Sessions did defending his record on race?
Well, I think he did an excellent job. Obviously, he has an outstanding record on being treating all people equally, and there is not a scintilla, if you will, of any racism in his being, things he said or things he's done or the way in which he's conducted himself as a public official. Particularly, he's been a public official since 1981 or so, and in every case, those who have watched him and know him and who are honest have said that there's not a hint of racism in anything he's done.
What is the U.S. Attorney General's primary duty?
Well, the Attorney General of the United States, his primary duty is really to be the chief law enforcement officer of the country and also to be a strong advocate and enforcer, if you will, or follower of the Constitution, and to provide the supervision and direction of about 111,000 people who are in the Department of Justice, all the way from the FBI and the Drug Enforcement Administration, the Marshals Service, the Bureau of Prisons, all the way to some 5,000 or 6,000 attorneys in the various U.S. attorneys' offices throughout the country. So it's a major task. It's a major leadership task, but it's very important in order to have the Constitution preserved and equal justice meted out to all the folks in the country.
What do you think about some of the questions that have been raised in the Sessions hearings about religion?
Well, I think, again, it's a matter of some people trying to use religion as a wedge to somehow try to trap him, I believe. And I think he's handled the questions very well. And I think that, again, the First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees not only that the government shall not interfere in religion, but also that the Constitution provides that all people should have the opportunity to practice their religion and to worship and to carry out their religion according to their conscience. And I think there are a lot of people now who are trying to proscribe that and limit that in some way to satisfy their own political, ideological, or partisan views.
So you see the free exercise of religion as being a big issue in the near future. What kind of challenges will an attorney general face there with regard to things that have been happening for the last 8+ years with respect to religious freedom?
Well, I think we've had many attempts to attack religious freedom, particularly sometimes through governmental action, other times people trying to oppose the government protecting religious freedom. And I think right now today, somebody said the one endangered species among the human beings are Bible-believing Christians today. I hope that's not totally true, but I'm afraid we have too many instances of it in our communities today.
Of course, the Attorney General works for the President, and I wonder what you make of President Obama's pretty consistent use of the phrase freedom of worship, where we'd expect a president to talk about the free exercise of religion.
Well, I'm not sure that the president is that familiar with the terminology broadly in this field. And I have found nothing that he said that would indicate that he is making a distinction between freedom of religious practice and freedom of worship, as some are trying to do. And I don't believe that, I certainly know that Attorney General Sessions, when he takes office, understands the difference and realizes that freedom of religion is broader than simply worship.
What kind of challenges do you think Sessions will face if confirmed by the Senate as U.S. Attorney General?
Well, I think this whole issue of protecting the right of all Americans to practice their religion freely will be one of them. We've seen this in North Carolina and other places here recently, where people who are trying to practice their religion in a way, not just on Sunday, but throughout the week and all of their conduct, are being pilloried and are being attacked as somehow not being American or not being broad-minded, things like this. And I think one of the things he's going to have to reckon with is the protection of all Americans and the ability of all Americans to practice their religion freely.
If Senator Sessions confirmed, picked up the phone and called you and said, well, former U.S. Attorney General, what's the best piece of advice that you can give me? What would you say?
Well, I think the best piece of advice I would think of is, first of all, not to forget prayer, because you certainly need all the help you can get, and particularly divine help when you hold these jobs. Secondly, to have a sense of humor, and thirdly, to maintain the calm demeanor that he has always shown in his work. You know, Jeff Sessions worked for me. We worked together in the Justice Department when I was Attorney General. We've been friends ever since, and I think he's one of the finest men who will ever have held that position.
Ed Meese is the 75th U.S. Attorney General of the United States. And he's Ronald Reagan Distinguished Fellow Emeritus for the Heritage Foundation. Ed, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be talking about Lutheranism in the former Soviet Union with Bishop Vsevolod Litkin of the Siberian Evangelical Lutheran Church right after this.
Memoria Press invites all Issues Etc. listeners to explore our Simply Classical curriculum, a set of full-year academic curriculum packages for children with learning challenges. Our classical writing program and our Christian studies are now based on your favorite CPH Bible storybooks. To learn more, visit classicalspecialneeds.com and use promo code LPR to save on your initial purchase. That's classicalspecialneeds.com.
Male and female sex differences, contraception, transgenderism. These are some of the topics covered in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January, Ethics of Sex, From Taboo to Delight. You can find out more at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Ethics of Sex contributors include Issues Etc. guests Ben Mays, Tom Eckstein, and Richard Stuckwish. Ethics of Sex, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January.
We're supported by listeners like you. You're listening to Issues Etc.
LCMS Rural and Small Town Mission exists to support and encourage congregations in rural and small town settings. In partnership with LCMS districts, RSTM is uniquely positioned to make a major impact in revitalization support, community engagement and outreach training, congregational partnership development, and worker support through providing and developing resources geared specifically to rural and small town congregations. Check us out at lcms.org/RSTM or give us a call at our office. We're here to help.
Are you tired of working nights, weekends, and odd hours trying to cover your bases at home just to make ends meet? At the Cleaning Authority, we call that the multi-job shuffle, and we want to end that for you right now. We'll train you in our proven, efficient cleaning methods, and you'll be partnered to work in pre-qualified homes. Call 314-416-8117 and walk away from the multi-job shuffle with a future in our St. Louis office, 314-416-8117.